the sign, never meant the water. What did I say? I said clearly, I'm selling you a bore, the ditch, that's all. Even though there's water in there, but I did not speak out the water, it's not included in the sale. If I say I'm selling you a birdhouse, that's all. Even though in the birdhouse there are birds, but I did not say the birds. I only said I'm selling you the birdhouse. So by Mecha, we have before Svara, you're only selling the birdhouse, not the birds. So after Din Gevoya, we have the laws of Shimon Ol, the same thing when you be Maktish something. That the Svara is Bira Aktish, you only mean to be Maktish the ditch, or the birdhouse, the ditch, but Mayalay Aktish. That's the laws of Shimon Svara. But Tanakama Sava, no, ain't done in Din Gevoya and Din Hegdish. Yeah, that no, like we had a Svara before, that's only when you sell, then you need to leave over for yourself. But when you master something, we say it's like you're giving a matana to Hashem, but Avad, you mean to give everything that's included. So Avad, if you say you're being maktish, this bur, the Tanakam holds, it means with the water of Avad, it means with the birds and started also. Fred Gemara, if it didn't hedge it, loy, it's not like it didn't hedge it, so your Tanakam will not like this. So what do you want to tell me? That true, we have less of a Shimon hold that hegdish is like a hedget. Just when you sell something, you do not mean to include the water. So, Fred Gemara, is that true? By hedget, Fred Gemara, is that true? The din hedget loy, that when you sell a boar, you do not mean to include the water by hedget, is that true? The Yotanan learned like this. Mocha boar, mocha meimov. If somebody sells a boar, he means to sell the water also. So who you see, even by regular sale, when I sell you a ditch and there's water in there, I mean to include the water also. So why does the Tanakhama say, how could a blessed Rav Shimon say, you did not mean to include the water? So Marin says, Omarova, Masisin Yechidoihi, that's Mishnah the Yochid, Tatanya. Mocha boar, loy mocha meimah. Rather, that's the Svara. That's like the Tanakhama we had before. That minasam, when you sell something, you sell a biayin ra. I only sell you what I said. If I said I'm selling you a boar, I only mean the boar, not the water inside it. Rabbi Nosin Noimer, mocha boar, mocha meimav. That's a das yochid. Rabbi Nosin's the one that says, no, if I sell you a boar, I also mean to sell the meimav. That's Rabbi Nosin's svara. Smell is very good what the blazer of Shimon's svara is. The blazer of Shimon's svara is that hegdish is just like a regular mecher. So just like when I sell you something, you only mean to sell what you say, and not what you didn't say. So here I just said I'm selling you a boar, or I'm just maktish the boar, even though there's water inside it. He holds you do not mean to include the water. The water is not included in the sale. So the Mishnah says like this. Halakeyach peiros shevech, if I sell you, the peiros shevech means the newborn pigeons, the newborn birds. If I'm selling you now the birds of this birdhouse, halakeach, I mean you buy halakeach peiros shevech mechaveroi, you buy the birds off your friend from his birdhouse. So mavriach bricha rishona, the first two birds that are born that year you have to leave over. That you don't keep for yourself. Someone says a svar is the first two ones that are born, like the mother needs it to help out the mother. They're like the ones to clean up the house, the place they cook. They're there to help the mother. So when I sell you the new crop, I never mean to sell the first two birds that are born. They're always there, l'tzav sodima, they're always there to help us for the mother. What about peiros kiveris? I'm selling you now the beehive, the honey that comes out of the beehive. Peiros kiveris, I want to sell you the honey from this beehive. The locker is also, noito gimel nechilim, you take out three nechilim, three like rows of bees. Rashbam says, Noito Jim, before the Rashbam says, Peres Kiverim, Shel Shonachas, I want to sell you all the fruits as beehive. Devorim Hanolodim in a Kiveris, I want to sell you all the bees that are born from this beehive. Halakor is Noito Jim Unacholim, means Gimel Chaburas Hanolodis Rishonis. The first three like bunches of bees that are born, the Gimel's Marma three times, Mitest Yomim from 9 to 10 days, those are not sold. That's not part of the sale. Those you take separately. So noitel gimel nechilim u'mesaris, and those yemesaris means you make them that they can't have kids. We'll see why. In other words, Rashi says u'mesaris. Rashi says kloima. Mikan v'yedach after that yigrim lehem ha'moicha sheyisarsu mi'aleim lo yasavoy peiros. In other words, the first three rows of bees that come out. Those you leave normal, and they should keep on producing more and more bees. But after that, the rest of the bees that are produced, that are grown that year, you mesaros them, means you stop them from producing more bees. Why? Because you want them to be eisek in making honey. You don't want them to be producing, having more kids. You want them rather to make the honey. So therefore, after you took care of the first three necholim of bees, then the rest of the bees, you mesaros them, we'll soon see what that means, you stop them from having kids, and then they're eisek in making honey. Now, chalas devash, let's say I'm selling you not the bees, but I'm selling you the honey, the clusters of honey there in the beehive. Halacha is also maniach beis chalas. You have to leave over the first two honeycombs. Inside the honeycomb, there are like a cabinet there of wax that you have honey inside it. So the first two cabinets you have to leave over, those vice versa are what the bees themselves live on for the year. So those are not part of the sale. The rest of the honey is what I'm selling it to you. What about zeisim lokuts? Let's say I'm selling you olives that are oimed to be cut down. So maniach shtei grufyas. You have a right to leave over shtei grufyas. Shvam says anofim. So two branches. For choizav etzameach, those grow more. Rimin abreishas rabba. V'yite kerem lohoyle lita lo yuchareche lo grufyam echot. Mechanoids, two branches you have to leave over. That the guy still wants to be able to plan to grow more zeisim. But the rest of the zeisim are sold. As if I come and buy off you your olives, so the owner has the right to leave over for himself two branches worth of olives. Fred Gemara of Tanya, we learned like this. Brecha Rishonu Shniya. We learned. All right, turn over. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned. Brecha Rishonu Shniya. By the pigeons, the first two are crap you leave over. And here we have an Amishnah, only the Bricha Rishayna, only the first ones that are grown. And here it's Mashmano, Bricha Rishayna Shnia. Amarav Kana Lekasha, Holo Holima. Once for the pigeons itself, and once for the buyer, and once for the mother. That the mother, Taka, she needs two. It's like this. Mashnim, what's in the mother? The Mitzavdis, the mitzvahness that she needs help, abrata v'yizdavdu teshakin in law, that what? Because one may leave her, she'll leave the other one, so the mother needs the first two birds that are born. Iyonami, v'yizdavdus ima, v'yizdavdu teshakin in law. So for the bird itself also, you should have to have two of them left over. Gemara says, no, ima abrata mitzvahness. The mother always helps out the daughter. But brata ima loy mitzvahness. A daughter does not always help out the mother. Therefore, the daughter, she herself, doesn't help out the mother cannot rely upon her. Therefore, for the daughter herself, she could rely on the mother is always there to help her. Therefore, she does not need, like, two new birds to help her. Mashenkein, the mother cannot rely upon the daughter. The daughter, the bird, does not always help out the mother. Therefore, the mother always needs two left over for herself. Teiris kiveris, if I sell you the fruits of the bees of a beehive, Noito gimanachilam. You have to first take three rows of bees. Umasaris. And then the rest of them, you make it that they can't have bees anymore. And then they're rice, they can make in honey. So the more b'may masar, how do you masaris them? He gives them mustard seeds to drink, to eat. If they eat mustard seeds, they become bitter. So you know what they have to do then? They need honey to sweeten them out. So if you want to make sure they'll produce honey for you, the best thing is give them to eat some mustard seeds and bitter stuff, and then they'll be eisek very fast in producing nice honey. Amu marova, mishmeidu rabbi eisek v'chanina, loy chardol mistarasen, not the pshat of the chardol is mistarasen, they can't have any kids, elo, mitzach shepiyachat, since the mouth is very bitter, because eros v'yacheles, that's the dushan, they go right away to find something sweet, to keep something sweet in the mouth. No, the opposite. The first three, then you take in the Cyrus, the first three. You take three rows like one after another. After that, you take one and he take one. That's the way you divide it up afterwards. Yeah. All right, let's stop here. One second.
Rashi brings that famous Gemara, not his, even though the law was that he Yeah, we're going to lift tomorrow here on that pay. Listen again. Halakeach peiris shevich. If you buy off your friend the bird from the birdhouse, nechaver from your friend, salochur is machriach bricha rishena. You have to leave over to the seller. He has the right to still keep the first two birds that are born. Like this, the mother of the birdhouse, she gives, I think, two babies every month. So the first set of babies that are born still stays to the meicher. Teres kiveres, if I sell you the bees of the beehive, so neuto gimme nechilim. So the one that buys it, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what it means, he takes the first three flocks of bees that come out. Homesaris. And then the rest of them, the Masaris, like the Gemara says, we make them eat mustard that they won't give off more bees, but instead they'll be eating and making honey. Chaluz Devash, if somebody buys a beehive for the honey inside, so lochur is meniach beis chalas. You have to leave over for the moicher, for the seller, two chalas of honey. By two compartments of honey. Zaysim lokut, let's say I sell you an olive tree to cut it down and you want to use the olives. So maniach shtei grufyas. You have to leave over to the seller, he has the right to keep two branches. Like he has the right to keep on planting, his trees keep on growing, he has the right to leave over for himself two branches. Samara says, Akash of Atanya, I will learn Bricha Rishayna Shniya. If I sell you my birdhouse, so the pshat, I'm not selling you the birdhouse. I'm selling you the birds that are going to be born this year. See, on the price it says I should leave over the first two things that are born. Bricha Rishayna Shniya, the first set and the second set. And now Mishnah says you only have to leave over for the meicha, he only has the right to keep the first brecha, the first set. Somer avkano lekasha, ho lo ho liima. One is for the mother and one is for the babies itself. In other words, like this. When you have a birdhouse, so there's a mother there that takes charge. So it says that I sell you the new babies that are going to be born this year, so the first set of babies that are born remains to the meicha. That remains for the mother that should help out the mother. Now when the Braisa says the second set also remains to the meicher, it doesn't mean the second set that the mother gives birth to, but it means the first set that this set gives birth to. Like the mother gives birth to two babies. Now, 2 or 3 months later, these two babies give birth to other birds. So the first set that these babies give birth to also remains to the meicher. That's what the Braisa means. Like Kasha. Holo holima. Now it's in the Mishnah, when it says only one set, it means for the mother. When the Braisa says two sets, it means a second set for the babies, their first babies, they also have right to leave over. Gemara says, why? Maishna ima, how come by the mother? Dimitsatsa, abra ababratom, it's enough the mother to have companion. Just with its two daughters, they just have to leave over for the mother. The first two birds it gives birth to, it's enough just what? Its daughter. And in other words, when the mother gives birth to a pair, like a Zochran and a Keva. So it's enough to have companion with the daughter and with the mate. Yeah. Tishavkina la'ihu. So, Tishavkina la'ihu nami. Tishavnes ima v'yazavga tishavkina la'ihu. It's like, why isn't it enough also for these babies now to have its mother and to have the mate with it? Like how come the Braisa says when the mother gives off its first babies, those babies, when they give off their babies also stay with them. Look her, why? Let the first set of babies be happy with their mother. The Gemara answers like this. Ima abrata mitzavsa. A mother stays with its daughter. But brata ima loy mitzavsa. But the daughter with its mother doesn't always stay. The daughter may decide to fly away from its mother. The daughter alone, like the first babies, is not satisfied just with their mother. So therefore we make it that these babies have a right that the first babies they have should also stay there, in order that the babies will stay around the birdhouse. So therefore the original owner, in order to keep his birdhouse going, he has to have the original mother there with her two kids, and then if these two kids have two kids, that's enough. Then the rest of the birds that are born, they go to the lekeach, to the ones that buy the birds for that year. Then it says, peiros tiveros. If you buy the bees from the beehive, so noito gimel nechilim. What you have a right to take is you take the first gimel, the first three, like crops, of the bees. Umesaris. And then the rest of them, we make them, they won't have kids anymore. But my mesarisin, how do we make that the rest of the bees won't have more bees? Some Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it means bechardo. It doesn't really mean we're mesarisin, then we make them, they can't have kids. It just means we give them something bitter, teeth, we give them like mustard. Amri b'marovo, they said in our Yisrael, Mishmei the Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. Loi chardo mesarisin, not the child when the bees eat the mustard, that's mamash mesaris them, that makes them they can't have children anymore. That's not what happens. Ella rather, mitoich shetihan chad, since when they eat the mustard, their mouth becomes like bitter, it's like, sharp as a mustard, so choseris yacheles as dushanim. Then the bees go and want to try and find, at least to produce the honey. So that will make them to produce the honey. So the kids say, when you sell the bees, all you need to do is to sell a certain amount of bees. But after that, of course, you don't want just the bees to keep on producing more and more and more and fly away. You want the rest of the bees to stay in the beehive to produce honey. So Rabbi Yechon learned like this. Rabbi Yechon and Aymer, Noito Shloisha Nechilon Pesirim. He learned even these first three, like bunches of bees, that if you buy the bees you get, you don't get them one after another. You get one bunch of bees. Then the second bunch of bees stay in the beehive to make the honey. Then the second bunch, the third bunch, goes to the lekeach. The fourth bunch stays by the meicher. And then the fifth bunch goes to the lekeach. That's the way of Yechonim learned. But Masnitzaton and the Braisa we learn no. And the Braisa we learned Noitel Gimel Nechilin Bezachazer. If you go and buy the bees from this beehive, the locker is you have right to take the first three set of bees you take right away. Mikan vielach, after that, then noitel achas the mniach achas. Then you have bisirugim. Like after you take the first three sets of bees, then the fourth set of bees stays there in the beehive in order to produce more honey for the owner. Then the fifth set of bees that are produced, that goes to lakeach. Then the sixth stays by the meicher. That's the way it keeps on going one after another. Then the Mishnah said, Chalas devash, if I sell you the honey inside the beehive, so meniach shtei chalas. The meicher, the one that sells it, has the right to leave over for himself two chalas, like two compartments of honey, he leaves over for himself. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Tana, devash kiveris, the honey that comes out of a kiveris, yishno eina yoytsoi midei meichel yoylam. It never loses the shame, Michael. It's always called a food. It's always called a food. Rashbam says, Devash, afilo bekiverosoi. Even when the honey is still in the beehive, and yoytsi midei Michael, the alpha pi sheyesh eis shadvorim oichlam dushanin, even though at certain times the bees themselves eat that honey, afilo hochi yen yoytsi midei Michael, ach yikseh beferish lamichel dvorim. It doesn't lose its name of a food. In other words, it'll still be makabel tuma unless you set it aside specially to be used for these things. If you set it aside, that honey to be left over just for the bees, then it's not called food. But as long as you don't set it aside but after for the bees, even the honey when it's inside the beehive, it's also called a meichel and therefore would be makabel tuma. That's what Rav Tana said. The Gemara says, Alma, what do we see? Alma ksava, loiboy machshava, that the honey inside the beehive does not need machshava to make it into food. Automatically, it's called an oichlas bibi makabel tumah. So on this mitzvah, I have a question. It says, Alocha, devash bikiveres, if you have your honey in your beehive, so it says, Alocha, clearly, einai, loi oichov, loi mashke, it says it's nothing. It says it's not a food, and it's not mashke. Rashi says, lo yoichol, le tama de kebeya. It doesn't have a lofa like food, it's not a tama kebeya. For lo mashke, it's not like the mashke, it's a tama revia. O mio liyatma mekabel oichol tuma b'cholshu. But really, food by itself is mekabel even by a kolshu. A kofon here for sirah. Here it says, clearly what, that the Vashka verse is not a Neuch, not a Mashka. So who you see by itself, it's nothing. The Moran says, Amar Abaya, Loitzricha. Elo Lioitha and Shtei Chalas.